Leanna Crawford, honest. Good morning to you and happy Thursday at 7:03.
Looking for your next job opportunity? We've just posted over 30 open positions on WJTL's job link. Whether you're seeking a career change or a fresh start, you can explore a variety of openings with local businesses and organizations. Just click the job link button at WJTL.com to see what's available in our community.
This morning, our very special guest, Jenna Wenger, is an adoption caseworker with Kobe's Family Services. Good morning to you, Jenna.
Good morning.
Anybody you want to say hi to?
I think my mom is listening and any other family or friends. So hi to everyone.
It's great having you here. Tell us about Kobe's and what you do.
Yeah, so Kobe's is a human services nonprofit agency providing services related to foster care, adoption, counseling, and family life education. And our care is delivered with a servant spirit and motivation through Christian faith.
And you, as far as being an adoption caseworker, so what do you do specifically?
Yeah, so I work with both children and families. We do a variety of different services with both. There's child preparation services, which we work with just the children. We can do young child prep, which prepares families for placements. Yeah, we write family profiles, child profiles, and obviously do adoptions, so which is really fun.
And so what is the situation right now in our area? Is there a lot of need for foster care?
Yes, yes. We are very much in need for foster care families. There's a lot of children in care that we need foster to adopt families or just foster families. Yeah.
If somebody's listening and says, I've always been interested in that, How can they get in touch with Kobe's?
Yeah.
What's the process like from the time they might contact you if they want to be a foster family?
Yeah, I would say if they are interested, go to www.kobes.org/fostering. And then they'll go through an extensive training to get prepared to have children in their home. And hopefully be soon after that training that they can have a placement. And
yeah. Is there a common timeline for that training?
Training is probably a few months long. They've just recently, it used to be like 6 months. They just recently shortened it a little bit more. So it's not as long, but still just jam-packed in there. So maybe like a month or two, I think, long.
Okay. And there's need for foster families. How about like FosAdopt, where somebody is looking maybe to be a foster family in hopes of adopting that child? Is that a need as well?
Yes, very much. Yeah. Yeah. I think probably the greatest need, honestly, over all of them. Because it doesn't often happen times where children can go back to birth parents or be reunified. So they definitely need the option to, you know, stay in a safe home and a safe place with a safe family. So.
And I know you need to keep things anonymous, but do any stories come to mind of the families or the foster kids you've been working with that of how God has worked through Kobe's?
Yeah, definitely. I think what first came to mind, I worked with a family just recently, and these two little girls had been in care for 5 years before anything happened, before like they found out if they could be reunified or not. But it ended up that they got adopted into that family after 5 years. So they've just been through a lot. And
amazing.
Yeah, and it was just really cool and really special to see on that day that they got adopted.
And how do you feel being the person that was instrumental in having that happen? Yeah, that has to be a great feeling.
yes, very special. I think it was a very happy day for the family and the girls, and just helping the girls to understand, being adopted into a family, what that means. And yeah. It's very special.
And Kobe's services don't end when that child, or in this case, those sisters are adopted. You continue to work with the family.
Yes, correct. We have post-permanency services, which is, I also want to highlight, because they are great and they offer lots of different services for after adoptions and post-permanency and for families and the children. So, which is really great.
For more information, visit them online, Kobe's, C-O-B-Y-S, Kobe's.org. We're going to talk more with Jenna on the way. Music coming up too. Lauren Daigle, Kane, Jason Gray, just around the corner.